At the T-minus 3 minute mark, tape recorders on board the spacecraft were turned on. These recorders record both voice and data.
What's going on, Burlington? You're tuned into WOMMLP, The Radiator, 105.9, Burlington, Vermont. And we are here, my name is Sam, and we are here with Kurt and Kendrick. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm so psyched that you're here, and you said it's your first time on the radio. And you guys are with the Dewey Drive Band.
Right.
Man, I'm super psyched you guys are here.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And
appreciate you having us.
Absolutely. Anytime. And we have a lot to cover, I guess, just about you guys and what you're headed towards next. And we have tons of tracks to play throughout the show. So we have a solid 30 minutes, so you guys definitely stay tuned to hear about the Dewey Drive Band. Now, I guess just a quick synopsis about you guys. Tell me how you started. What are you all about?
Yeah, we're the Dewey Drive Band. We've been playing out for about a year now. We're pretty much fall into the roots realm of music, including country, blues, and rock and roll, some swing thrown in for good measure.
Yeah.
That's a good little scheme of genres there.
Yeah, we try to keep it wide open.
So if you were to compare yourself to any kind of artist, just to give somebody kind of a taste.
Oh, I would say probably... Well, it's a combination between, like, Lucinda Williams and John Fogerty type music.
In a lot of ways, you can think Hank Williams meets Tom Petty.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And they would have a baby, and that would be you guys.
Dewey Drive Band.
That's awesome. So, you're here. You have a show coming up, and you have a new album, or...
We got a gig at Skinny Pancake on Saturday. Yeah, it plays from 8 to 10.
Oh, that's exciting. I know Skinny Pancake's always a great place for the live shows, and especially the acoustic and more of just like a nice, really jive, I guess, to it.
Yeah, we're sure looking forward to it. It's a nice venue.
And it's on Saturday.
Right.
Yep.
At the Skinny Pancake.
Then we got some upcoming gigs up at Bolton Valley, James Moore Tavern, this winter.
Solid. All right. Well, I guess let's hear a track off your album.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Any preference?
I think first one.
The very first one. All right. So this is from your your demo tape, the Dewey Drive Band, and the first one. All right. And this is called...
Chains.
Take these chains from my heart and set me free. 'Cause it's plain you no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a trace of the love that used to be. If you found somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from my heart and set me. Thank you. Give my heart just a trace of sympathy. Be as kind to my heart as you can be. And if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. For it's plain you no longer care for me. My faith in you is gone, and the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me.
Well, that was upbeat.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, of course. We were just talking about how much you guys are super into songs that really get the audience going. And
exactly.
Some real dancey moves, but enough where people can still get a slow song in between somewhere in there. I guess it's necessary, you know.
Yeah,
you can't really like go on this scheme of six songs in a row that you're like, okay, hold on, give me a break.
Exactly.
Give me a break here. I need to take a minute. So that was Chains off of your demo, the Dewey Drive Band, guys. And we're here with Kurt and Kendrick.
Correct.
Awesome. And so what about you guys right now? Are you heading towards anything in the future? I know you said you have a show this Saturday, but... What have you guys been up to in the last years?
Well, we've been, you know, just plugging away at it and, you know, just trying to get out there into the music scene in the Burlington area or, you know, any area around anywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just getting out there and, you know, just doing our thing and just getting better and better, you know?
We're just keeping the gigs coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How
yeah.
long have you guys been together?
About 2 years now.
Nice,
about
and I know...
Years, about 2 years, isn't it?
Two solid years. And
yeah.
We're here with two out of the four of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, shout out to the other two. And you said they're guitar? I know we were...
Yeah, Rick Belford. Kurt will explain to you about Rick.
Yeah, Rick Belford and Shane Brody. I couldn't be here, but... Rick gives our strong roots influence to the band, along the Lucinda Williams, Gillian Welch type line, and Shane brings a lot of jazz and swing influences
yeah.
to our sound. And Shane's been on the Vermont live music scene here for years. Everybody knows Shane.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure he's been on the show at some point.
Yeah.
So I guess you said that there's a lot of different kinds of music, and everybody has their own kind of specialty to it. You
mm-hmm.
said funk and jazz and all that kind of stuff, but I know the sixth song on your demo tape that you gave us, Candy,
mm-hmm.
it's actually more of a different sound than the others.
Yep.
Yes, it
right?
is.
Yes. All right, well, this is my cue to everybody listening, is that we will be hearing Candy at some point. In the meantime, we're going to be hearing other tracks from their demo, the Dewey Drive Band, and but yes, Candy will be coming in the near future. Candy's coming.
All right.
Candy's coming. Great. Well, I guess we can listen to another. This is The Bottle, the second track on your new demo tape. And is this... I keep saying new, but is it new? Is
new to us, that's for sure.
New
yeah.
to you. All right. And you mentioned that some is taken from kind of, I don't want to say tribute, but from other artists, or no?
Yes. Yes.
That's cool. See, I...
This is a Merle Haggard song.
Very nice. All right. Well,
yeah, we like to think our songs are obscure enough where people think they're originals, but they're not.
Personally, I did. I know I did. But, all right. Well, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. I think that our band is unique in the way that we're we play a lot of different styles of music that a lot of other bands don't play, and I think that's a good thing.
I guess we're going to hear that in the near future.
I think
future,
that's a good thing.
With Candy.
Well, all of it, actually.
Wait for Candy. Wait for Candy.
Everybody listening, Candy's coming. Okay, so this is The Bottle with the Dewey Drive Band. And this Saturday at the Skinny Pancake, promoting To the Max.
Yeah.
And we're back. And in the meantime, I'm going to read a quick underwriting script, of course, for Penny Clues Cafe. This programming is brought to you in part by Penny Clues Cafe, a team that creates a multitude of baked goodies, soups, daily specials, and creative cocktails. Penny Clues offers a range of cuisine and is available to cater special events. Penny Clues is located on downtown Burlington at the corner of Cherry and South Winooski and at pennyclues.com. Every sentence in that underwriting script starts with Penny Clues. I never noticed that. Every single one.
There's late breakfast is there that are served late.
Oh, yeah. Penny Clues is phenomenal. I always have a great meal there. But, I mean, the script itself, every sentence starts with petty clues. There's nothing wrong with that, of course. Just a lot of peas, like spitting in the mic. Anyways, okay, so that was the bottle. Yes. And yes, that was the bottle. Okay, sorry, I just had to check the track name. But that was another track from your demo, yep. The Dewey Drive Band. And now, yes, like we promised, we don't want to miss Candy. Candy.
Correct.
So I guess since we've been amping this up to the max, what's Candy all about? Is there a history to the song? Do you guys have kind of like did you write it?
No, it was, it's actually a song off the new Tom Petty CD. It's called Mojo.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked the way the song went and the groove of it, so.
It's our foray into blues and rock and roll. It brings us into our blues and rock sets.
So you guys must really experiment with a lot of different genres and everything, just being able to like take other songs and tribute them almost.
Exactly.
That's fun.
Yeah.
We like to think that's what Dewey Drive is. We, a wide genre of music.
Exactly.
Hence we put ourselves in that root category, which people go.
It's really important to kind of... If you guys saw the face that he just made after that, that's ideal. But it's really important to really get a good gist and just feeling for every type of genre of music.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, because some of the best metal drummers started off as funk drummers, or just the opposite, you know, it's just...
Right.
Nice.
It's nice to really get a good...
Like Charlie Watts and Rolling Stones, he's primarily a jazz drummer, and...
Exactly.
You know, and...
A little swing in that rock and roll.
Yeah.
So you guys could argue you're about the same. It's pretty awesome. All right, well, yes, here's Candy, 6-track off of their demo tape. And, okay, before we get into that, but we can find you guys on the website, on the interwebs, right?
Yeah, look up Dewey Drive Band on Facebook and use that link to get to the band's website. Got music up there, all of our schedules.
Everything is connected.
Yeah.
Everything is connected these days.
Everything's on here, live, pictures.
Cool.
In the bio, right?
Yeah, be sure to look us up. We'd greatly appreciate it.
We've got a gallery on there. And
cool.
Everything's on there.
Yeah, cross-section of all of our music up there.
Cool. So you can go to Facebook and type in Dewey Drive Band. You can find the link to their website. Follow that, and you'll see an array of just fun things from the band. You see their tracks, their songs, their pictures,
shows,
what they're doing,
pictures,
their shows, how to get to them, right?
Exactly.
How to book you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what if I want you at my wedding or something? You know, just something crazy like that. All right. As I ramble, but that's how we can find them, how you can find the Dewey Drive Band. Awesome. So here's Candy on WOMMLP. Play it, Rick.
sure like that candy. I sure like that candy, I do. I sure like that candy.
I could see you guys mean when you said it was different. It is different, but I like it. I was dancing in here. This is kind of fun. I liked it. And you said that was off of Tom Petty's new album?
Yeah, it's off his new album. It's called Mojo.
Maybe he'll hear it someday.
Yeah.
We should send him an email. Dear good. Tom That'd Petty, we just we just played your song. That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Tom, we love you, man.
We love you, Tom.
In case Tom Petty's listening, please. And if he is, I would suggest he gives us a call at 861-9666. And also, I want to say thanks to the caller that just called in to say how awesome you guys are.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Of course, Samantha. That's why I asked your name so I could announce it on air. And I'm sorry for thinking that you were calling me because you said Samantha, and I thought you were talking to me because my name's Sam. But for lack of confusion, thanks a lot for calling. Of course, I always appreciate all the listeners, and I know you guys do too.
Yes, we do, yeah.
And so I guess just as we're going to be wrapping up, we have about 5 or so minutes. I want to, I guess, go over what are you guys, how did you become the Dewey Drive Band? I know there's 4 of you, but what the collaboration?
Well, I was in a band before called Vermont Mud Dogs. And the band broke up, and one of my best friends had passed away, my lead guitar player. And I kind of like took a break for 2 or 3 months or so, and then I decided to pick up the guitar and learn how to play the guitar. And it was Christmas time, and my girlfriend and her mother had gotten me guitar lessons, and that's how I met Mom Rick Belford Guitar Studios. That's how I met Rick, and how I met Kurt was is
We were holding Thursday jam sessions up in the New North End of Burlington, which are actually quite popular. A lot of great musicians were coming in there, and we needed another drummer. We had lost a drummer, so where else do you go for drummers? You go to Craigslist.
No way.
And I met Kendrick on Craigslist. Yep. He started playing with us on the Thursday night sessions. He brought in a couple of his old bandmates, Shane and Rick, and as they say, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Craigslist. Yeah. Get out of town.
Yeah.
What did your ad say?
Drummer needed for folk/rock/blues/rock and roll.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Well, get out. Maybe I should do that. Get on Craigslist. Well, that works. Well, that's kind of interesting. To be honest, I've asked a lot of bands how they met. I've never heard Craigslist before. Never heard Craigslist, but that's awesome.
And how we got the name Dewey Drive Band was when I did get a hold of Kurt on Craigslist, he sent by email the directions how to get to his house, and so I was driving down the road and I was looking for the street name for his house, and the street that he lived on was something like Darway or something like that drive.
Yeah.
And I thought it was Dewey Drive. And he never mentioned anything about it, what the real street name was. So I said, boy, that doesn't sound like a bad name at all, the Dewey Drive Band.
Yeah, the name stuck. It's just quirky enough where people remember it that it's stuck with us ever since. Yeah.
And DDB.
DDB.
DDB, yeah.
Yeah.
DDB, I like that acronym. Yeah. That works.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on the show.
I want to thank you, Sam, for having us.
Anytime.
Yeah, Samantha, it's great. We really appreciate what the Radiator's doing here, bringing out local musicians.
Exactly.
It's absolutely fabulous. We greatly appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. Yeah. And I also appreciate you guys coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have local bands come on and tell me how you guys met, what you guys are all about, and it seems like you guys are really, you know, stepping in the right direction and just having fun.
Yeah. Having a great time.
Just having a really fun time. And you guys are this Saturday at the Skinny Pancake.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Come join us for some some roots-based veggies and music.
Sounds like a
and a
party.
Crepe or two.
And a crepe or two, there you go.
Crepe. All right. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so let's play another another song off your demo to sign it off, and I just want to say thank you guys so much.
Thank you, sir.
Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, of course. And I'm going to read a quick underwriting script again before we put on the song. It's Clean Green Sanitation. This program is supported in part by Clean Green Sanitation, providing local, earth-friendly sanitation services with strong concern for the environment. Contact 865-8600 or find more information at cleangreen-vt.com. Clean Green Sanitation, keeping it local and keeping it green. Too good. Too good. All right. So here's another track off of your little demo. And how about Gunslinger? You said
Gunslinger,
that was
good, right? Absolutely.
All right, cool. So this is Gunslinger off the Dewey Drive Band's demo. Thank you guys again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Samantha.
This Woo-hoo! Saturday at the...
Skinny Pancake.
All right.
In Burlington.
Thank you. So that was the Dewey Drive Band and their third track off their demo, The Gunslinger. And it was a pleasure to have Kurt and Kendrick on, but it's the four of them in the Dewey Drive Band. But now we're switching it back over to Dan and Cole, two artists from two different bands promoting the same thing. So how are you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Very good.
Good. And we're here to talk about Conscious Thursdays, yes?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's an extension of some gigs that we organized for the Occupy movement, Occupy Metrum and Occupy Nectars. We're looking to take sort of like the positive momentum going forward and to apply it some other way. So Conscious Thursdays are for a different local cause every month. This month's edition is the rootcenter.org. We're growing organic vegetables for food banks. And this year they donated a lot of their vegetables to the flood relief effort in southern Vermont. So again, we're looking to get artists together around causes and sort of like keep this positive vibe going.
Excellent. Well, that's an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. Especially because the Occupy movement has, like you said, brought such an energy that it's almost a waste if we don't put it towards music in somehow. Indeed. Somehow or way, you know? But so you said there's Occupy, Nectars, and Metronome?
Those were two gigs. The Metronome gig was in October, and the Nectars gig was in November.
Cool. And you have one coming up, I assume?
No, this the Conscious Thursdays is sort of like the extension of that. So we've sort of like evolved it into this.
It'll be one Thursday every month.
And it'll be one Thursday every month, yeah. And the first one is tomorrow at Metronome starting at 9 o'clock.
Awesome. And you are playing at it,
yeah,
right?
We both are.
Both are playing.
It's 1/0 and...
And Working Man's Army.
Very nice. So that should be a time, certainly a time. And what kind of music do you guys both play?
Rebel music. Our band's an extension. Well, it started as an evolution from the reggae band Dubnautics, and sort of joined together with my brother's hip hop project. And then we met a Senegalese percussion player / singer, and so all of those sounds are sort of like in the soup. So West African, world beat, reggae, funk, old school hip hop, all sort of mashed into one thing, yeah.
So kind of like a mesh collaboration of the
all. Yeah. Working Man's Army is a lot like that too, except maybe more to the rock side than hip hop. Everything from heavy metal to reggae, blues and soul, we pretty much let it go wherever it wants to.
Cool. No, so it's such a spectrum that it's a wide spectrum.
Yeah, well, Ian, our lead singer, he likes to call it eclectic rock.
Oh, incredibly. Okay, well, why don't we, let's hear some, right? The Workman's is the My America.
My America, yeah.
My America. So let's hear that track that we have here. It's a special little track from, this is actually played at the Occupy Network.
Yeah, this is from the last Occupy Nectars.
Cool. All right, well, let's take a listen for everyone that was actually there and listening. This may sound familiar.
All value. us by. We all did what we tried. Rotting our souls, remote devices to capture control. Turn on, tune in, toke on your bones till the apathy succeeds and the paranoia takes hold. We're all doing what we're told. Take it for pride, take it for school, take it for trials, take it for truth, take it for the years of the abuse, take it for greed, take it for brain, and take it for the fact that you could not sing. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take until they take it all away. We knew that we'd see this day.
Thank you.
I always like playing live music over the tracks like that.
Yeah.
It sounded good. So that was Working Man's Army, and that was your song, My America, from the Occupy Nectars a couple months ago, or last month.
Yeah, from November.
November. Yeah. November's Occupy Nectars. Awesome. So... how, what kind of, I know I was listening to it and we heard the lyrics and how different it was, but, so you kind of said it was like a reggae, rock, good genre feel to it?
Yeah, I mean, most of it would fall under, I guess you'd call it rock, you know, distorted guitars and kind of a straight beat like that, but we really have a wide variety of sounds, you know, we'll take it pretty much anywhere. Just depending on what we're feeling, you know?
Right.
Even from time to time that we play songs, we'll mix them up live a little
bit. So do you
bit.
Do a lot of jam sessions almost?
Yeah, I mean, we aren't, like, I wouldn't call it a jam band, but we definitely aren't afraid to let it kind of go improv here and there.
I feel you. I like improv. We do a lot of improv here. I also want to acknowledge the fact that we heard the beginning of that song a couple times. Jim came in, clicked it, and so if you guys missed the beginning, I guess you heard it a second time. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a good intro, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Intro is ideal. I guess it's one of the best and most catching. We caught the attention twice. So, anyways, tell me about your band. How many members do you have?
There's four of us. Ian is the singer, and he plays rhythm guitar. A lot of the material that we play has come from earlier incarnations of Working Man's Army. But now, for the last like year and a half, I've been playing with him, and we've been writing together. And then just recently, probably about 3 months ago, we got a new drummer and new bass player, so we have a really fresh lineup going right now. Our drummer used to drum for the Army in their rock and jazz bands, and our bass player has actually been in a lot of other local bands. He's a really amazing musician. Two very good additions to the band.
Oh, great. So how long has the band itself been around? You said it was a fresh new look of it, but how long
has
it?
Yeah, I think Ian's been doing it for 4 or 5 years now, through a few different lineups, but
trial and error.
Just people, you know, leaving or different reasons, and but the music, since he's the one who wrote it, has kind of followed him through all of that. So a lot of the stuff we play is songs that he wrote, you know, the first time Working Man's Army was around.
Cool. All right. Well, that sounds good. Sounds like you guys have really got a new, fresh look on yourselves. And every Thursday, once a month, the Conscious Thursdays, you'll be there?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, yep. Especially tomorrow.
Especially tomorrow. Metronome.
Especially yes. Tomorrow for Conscious Thursday. And while we're still talking about that, we could talk about 1 over 0 with Dan. Definitely. Up next, do you want to hear a track off of...
Sure, why don't you play the track?
Yeah, we can play the track off of 1 over 0, and we're going to hear more about the band coming up next. So as I plug this in...
This is sort of representative in that it captures like a few different genres mashed together. So you hear the West African world beat, you hear the reggae influence, you hear the hip-hop influence.
I guess that's important to get a good scheme. Okay, so this is Forgiveness.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm gone, life moves to the rhythm of a hip-hop. ne xol li bëgg nak wex na tamam wante bañ ko garab kay don bañ ko law bari ko gis ba di ko ko ro
All right, Dan, so that was 1 over 0's Forgiveness. And that was also at the Occupied Nectars a while ago, or no? Oh, awesome. Cool.
Yeah, we did play that live.
You got the studio recording there.
Very nice. And where did you guys get the idea to kind of blend reggae and a hip-hop feel to it?
My brother is an MC, Matt Murphy, that appeared on the track there.
Yep.
And so I'd been trying to do something with him for a long time. And like I mentioned, Modu, who's the singer who was singing in his Senegalese tribal language, Wolof, right there. He, you know, he's just happened to run into him by, I guess, the will of Jah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we incorporated his influences, and it is what it is now, I guess.
It's just a nice little blend.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It sounds it. Where are you headed towards the future? I know you're playing tomorrow as well with...
Oh, well, yeah, I'd like to announce, too. We're playing the Good Night Irene benefit gig at Higher Ground on Friday. There's a CD that's been released for that cause with Willie Nelson and Taj Mahal and Lowell George of Little Feet and some local Vermont artists. And that gig's in the Showcase Lounge on Friday. We're looking forward to that show. There's six bands on the CD, including the Eames Brothers.
Yeah.
Rising Tribe was a really cool reggae band out of Boston. Last October, Louis Brown, Memoranda, and 1 over 0. I think that's the lineup.
Awesome.
That should be a cool show, too.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you said it's called Goodnight Irene?
Yeah.
Any correlation with when they had the benefit show for Irene a while ago?
No, that's it. That's what this is. This is a benefit CD.
Oh, so it's all collaborated into one.
Yeah, it's just that the CD took longer to make, I guess, you know, with all of these different artists involved. And if you with admission comes a free CD too.
Really?
Yeah.
I should probably get over there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. That CD would be really, really, really useful for this show.
Yeah.
Be a whole CD of local musicians, a lot of which have actually came on the show. I know you mentioned last October they came on, like, I think a month ago or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a real good gig this Friday at Higher Ground, right? Uh-huh. Good night, Irene. Good night. But tomorrow, Conscious Thursdays. Now, is this the start off of Conscious Thursdays? Has there been a Conscious
Thursdays? No, this is it.
This is the first one.
Yeah, this is the
kickoff. That's exciting.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this. I mean, a lot of our friends, you know, both in the Occupy movement and also that are doing charitable work around town, you know, getting all these people together, all the energies together is, you know, really inspiring.
Just a positive.
Exciting.
Yeah. Absolutely. A really great way to just focus all the energies into one solid musical collaboration.
Indeed. Well, and it's also going to be a different showcase every month of local bands. You know, we're really trying to get the scene to pull together a little camaraderie between bands.
Oh, absolutely.
And just kind of get the local, you know, get the local scene to pull together.
A monthly
for a good
rock
cause
shop.
Too. Yeah.
I like it. Very nice. So that's tomorrow at Metronome, in case you guys didn't hear me the last 400 times. Just trying to promote it again to the max. So I guess we could play another song from you guys, Working Man's Army. They'll be at Conscious Thursdays, the start-off kickoff at Metronome tomorrow night. We could play another track off of your album.
Yeah, this is off of the last Working Man Army album. I think this next song is Day Today, I believe.
All right, and after this song, we have a few more minutes at the end, and you know, we'll just go over Conscious Thursdays one more time and sign off. So, all right, well, here it is. the name of that song was Beginning at the End. I guess that's kind of perfect for this time. We are ending the show. But before that, what are some of the artists that will be at Conscious Thursday?
Tomorrow night, starting at 9 o'clock sharp. Basically, the doors open and music starts immediately. The first band's called Soul.
What's up, Burlington? This is Sam, your host of Rocket Shop, Big Heavy World's local music hour every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. You'll hear everything from Marisa Smith to Unrestrained, live music and interviews. Keep up with local music with me, Sam Donnelly, on Rocket Shop every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the Radiator, 105.9 FM, Burlington.
She says, hey fella, you're like a town. How about